Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe. I'm the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, and I'm also the curator of Blackberry Naturals. Look for us online, www.onyxqueenmedia.com, and also Blackberry Naturals, our natural hair empowerment group for female entrepreneurs, www.blackberrynaturals.com. Okay, so let's get started. We're going to keep this a little bit informal, not that we're so overly formal on other days, but we're going to keep this real kickback because we are going to do something so different today. I actually have my sister, who I'm going to bring on in a few minutes, and we are going to discuss everything royals today because we have just been just overjoyed with the whole British celebration that's been going on today. We will address some of the hater people out there as well, and we'll address why it's important to us, kind of more on a personal side. But yeah, we definitely have to discuss this. It needs to be talked about. So let me bring my sister on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This is my sister, you guys. This is Rhonda. She is actually located in Denver, and I am in Atlanta. So go figure. Okay, so we're going to make this happen. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
All right, so let me know if there's a delay. There may be like a slight delay, so if you guys may hear us like talking over each other, I know some people do tune in live. If you hear a delay or something, just like send me a little note or something on the side if you hear a delay. There's also a chat for you guys that listen to me live because I know I have a bunch of followers. Okay, so let's get started. I have some show notes. So the folks who are listening live, you can look in the little description box and you'll see the show notes. Okay, so let's do – you want to start it off, Rhonda, like a little recap of this wedding? Because I just keep looking at more things online, but I'm seeing a little bubble up of people, of complaints, let's say. So I want to kind of
really?
Get that
okay.
out of the way first mm-hmm. so that we can end on a good note. Because I don't want to end on a complaint.
Yeah, I think that overall I really enjoyed it. And maybe I have rose-colored glasses on or something, but I didn't really see any reason for there to be any griping. But people will be people. And they will drag what they'll drag just because it's not them. And maybe we're just oversensitive now to what we want to see and we get picky and we decide for people how things should go. But overall, the mix of culture that went on today was important. It's something that we needed to see, and there was beauty and joy and it was classic, but yet it was still mm-hmm. modern. I think Victoria Beckham made a comment like that, I believe, on her Twitter. She said that it was modern, but there was tradition still steeped in it. And that's, I think, what we love about British culture. And Renee and I are both second-generation Jamaican women from parents who are first-generation who came here from Jamaica, and all they know is Britain. Up until 1962, Jamaica was all Britain. So this holds a special place in our hearts. And I thought it was great. I thought that the mix of what it actually is. Megan is a multiracial woman, and she wanted things to be that way, and it worked out. And Harry was just like, whatever you want, babe. You could tell he was like, whatever, I'm beaming, you're here, we're good. Like, he didn't even, you know, just like
girl,
his mom,
so.
You know? Absolutely. He's like, yeah, after this is over, it'll just be us. So whatever you need today, you know, it works. So, I mean,
well, you
I
know,
could
I'm
talk
so,
about so
I'm,
many different highlights, but mm-mm.
That's how I look at it. I saw like the beauty of it all, and I know that a lot of people, you know, were mentioning on their timelines, and then, you know, there's been a couple of people that have written a couple blog articles already since the wedding happened earlier today. And they're like, well, you know, she doesn't claim to be black. And I'm like, she says biracial, which that is what she is. And if you're claiming to be biracial, that means you are acknowledging your white and your black side, or whatever the two races are, or several, or whatever it is like that. But I was kind of bothered by that, because just because she doesn't, quote unquote, say she's a black woman, she's acknowledging that she is both of those things. So right. How she chooses to determine it or say it, whatever. The bottom line is, her mother is a black woman. She rolled up into that wedding thing. I'm so glad that she didn't change her look. She really her dress was very similar. They did a side-by-side. I should have pulled the picture, but they did a side-by-side of Michelle Obama's inauguration dress and matching jacket, and it was a very similar color and similar cut. And I was like, wow, this is just working. But I love the fact that she didn't change up her hairstyle. She didn't feel like she needed to put on a straight wig. She let her locks fly. She had her little earring in her nose. You know, like, she really did her thing. Like, she was like, I'm here. I'm going to be just the way I am. And that's it. And that's all. You know, I just felt like the way they infused black culture in there, you had very timeless and old school black culture songs and black choir and the young brother who was playing the cello. That was just amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I just loved all of that. And I thought when I was saying to my sister earlier today, they satisfied everybody. And I have done events for years, weddings, and I'm telling you, it's almost impossible to satisfy everybody. And I feel like they satisfied everybody. And not only that, but people have to remember that when it comes to the royals, nothing is happening at any wedding unless the queen gives her okay to it. So for the people who just think that, oh, Meghan just rolled up in there, she's going to do whatever she's going to do, it doesn't work that way. If the queen doesn't sign off on it, it does not happen. So the queen saw all of that and said, yes, let's go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she's old school. This woman is not, what is she, 80? She must be almost 90. You know, but I mean, she signed off on all of that. So it's just a new day. It's just a new day all around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I mean, I'm sure she's had a lot of time, Meghan, to meet with the royal family and get to know them. And I think anyone who, you know, gets to the heart of who she is would not turn down any of her requests, I don't think. She wasn't out of pocket about anything. She seems like the blend is what was needed, and that's what happened. It wasn't like, we're going to do away with the tradition. We definitely can't do that. But adding to the tradition, you know, and as old school as I think the queen is, she's got some spice. I don't know. I think she was just fine with everything, and I think that she actually enjoyed it. You know, she poked her faces, but she's a spicy girl. I'm sure she was having a great time. So
definitely, the queen. But I think she's very much in tune. I think she's realizing that, look, she's been the queen for decades now, and you have seen different people. Well, I will tell you, I knew when it was a new day. When people were bubbling up talking about, oh, my God, I think she's black. I think he's dating a black girl. And Kensington Palace put out a statement on their Twitter, because I do follow them on Twitter. They put out a statement that they are not going to tolerate intolerance or racism. I mean, it was so cutthroat. It was so unlike the way they even speak. I was like, did they get like an American publicist to write this? Because it wasn't even written in a, you know, in a British tone. It was like, really, like, we are not going to tolerate this. And they basically was like, listen, lay off her mama, because we want her to feel comfortable, and everybody, we're good over here. So don't bring your publicist over. So I knew from that, not that I didn't think it was before, but from that I was like, oh yeah, they're definitely not doing anything to ruffle, you know, any type of feathers with this woman who he loves, like, at all. They were like, we're on their side, and they made that very clear from the top, which I thought was really good. But yes, okay, so one of the next things I wanted to discuss is the wedding attendants and what some of them are wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah, okay. If you follow Oprah on Instagram, I loved her outfit, but she said it was very last minute because the outfit she originally had, I think she wore Stella McCartney, but what it is, the outfit that she had was going to be washed out on camera or something. She was told, like, they were told certain hues or colors to wear, and her dress was not going to work. So they actually worked through the night to basically get her dress done, and it came off without a hitch. And she had a great hat. Her hat was really something, too. What other outfits did you see that you really liked?
I think in the vein of that kind of blush pink was also Serena. She looked ethereal. She I guess she's back out in the court or whatever because she does not look like she had a child.
At all.
She looked great. At all. She looked great. Her husband looked great. Just for the record, her eyebrows were snatched. Get off her butt, everyone. She did well, okay?
I've seen some people talk about her eyebrows. She looked great.
She looked great. She looked absolutely great. And I have a special love all the way back, going back to the Spice Girls, Victoria Beckham and David Beckham. There's a simplicity
amazing
that they have, but there's a genuine glow that these two people have, and I don't know who they were wearing, but whatever they were wearing wasn't wearing them. They were wearing it because he had this veil and it was all black, and he had like that super super tailored, almost like a high class butler look. They always do it, and it never feels forced. It never feels like, oh, I'm here, we're here. No, they're. I love them. I don't know why. I like them. I like them a lot. They did great. George Clooney and Amal killed it.
She looked great, too.
I think there were a lot of people there that, they did great. There were
Gina Torres. I loved her hat, too. She did like a little, it wasn't so much church hatty. It was more like fedora. She did like a really cool fedora kind of thing, which I thought that was nice.
Yeah. There's two sides to the hat thing. The hat could be so absorbent that nobody can see over you, which is epic, but it's also kind of not practical. So people who went kind of in between that, like Doria, she did, Megan's mom, she did a great job. It wasn't too flashy. It was great. I think everyone looked good and they were excited. There were a few people that people dragged and they were like, what are you doing? But, you know, you live and learn. You're never going to come to a British thing dressed like that again because you know that that wasn't supposed to happen. But it wasn't about them, right? I guess it was about being there and being a part of it. But there's etiquette to what you wear and don't wear, too.
Well, I would think that people would just Google, you know, if you're in the business where, you know, you're in the public eye or whatever, and you've got that type of money where you can, you know, have a stylist. So you don't even have to fly your stylist in if you don't want to. You can just put the word out, you know, let's say you're some whatever celebrity. You can put the word out and have people say, hey, I need a makeup artist, a stylist, or whatever, when I get to the UK on XYZ day. And because they're going to be the best, the most well-versed in tradition and, like, what people do, like, you know, no open-toed shoes and things like that. And that's more for because they're inside the church, you know. So there's no you're not supposed to have strapless gowns and things like that. So Megan kind of stayed in between because she definitely would be a strapless gown girl, but she did it very modest. Her dress was very classic, you know, and then she still had her shoulders showing, which was just enough, you know. And I think she did it well. I think she really did it well. It was just well done. And the guys, you know, Prince Harry and Prince William, they look so good in their uniform, in their royal in their royal military uniforms. It's like when they were walking outside and then going up the steps of the church, like they really looked great. I was like, wow, they look so good. So, I think they hit the nail right on the head with that one. I think they did really well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Performances.
I think, Oh, performances. Oh, boy.
Talk about the, you talk about the performances
first...
because I know they got to you.
Okay. I think that I'm a person who likes modern music, but I also like classical, and we both have a father who loves Gregorian chanting and all of that old school Catholicism stuff that just, in theory, is so beautiful and so reverent and so amazing. And the fact that they could kind of do that and then come back to something modern was great. Even the way, even I felt like the speakers that gave poems, that was part of the musical installation, because they would either usher in a song from the boys' choir, or they ushered in that beautiful song by the Kingdom Choir, led by, I believe, Karen Gibson. She's the gospel worship leader for them in Stand By Me.
I watched it one time. I want to go through and like watch from beginning to end again. But that rendition, mm-hmm. I've never heard that a rendition like that of Stand By Me, and it was beautiful.
Yeah. Absolutely,
it was
beautiful. And the representation of all those different people, and I like to see people of color beaming and shining and doing mm-hmm. something that in some ways seems like a paradox, right? We're in this English castle, but then we
mm-hmm.
have these beautiful, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I'm still floored by it, still in awe of it, and I think that they just did a great job. Did you have any other highlights of songs that you liked?
Well, I definitely loved, I hope I'm not butchering his name, Shaku Kane
yes.
Mason. And
that's
he
right.
was actually
mm-hmm.
the winner of the BBC, the BBC's Young Musician competition in 2016. And he actually has an album out now. So I thought it was just going to, you're thinking it's just going to be one, short song or whatever it was. But no, this
mm-hmm.
guy, he came in, and the way that they had the rest of the strings of the orchestra off to the side, and then he was under the arch of the little
mm-hmm.
hallway, the flat.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just great. It was just well done, so well
yeah.
done. And that is
mm-hmm.
literally going to change his entire career, because he was already known.
Mm-hmm.
He's already, verified on all his, social media. So he's definitely a person that's been known. But I don't think I've ever really heard him play. When I saw his face, I said, oh, I think I've seen this kid before, but I don't think I've ever heard him play. But he was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He will be booked. I was saying to you earlier, I was like,
yes,
anybody who performs, they're going to be booked for the rest of the year going into 2019. No problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that they gave him enough platform. He had three different songs, and then he ended with something that everyone pretty much knows, which is Ave Maria. And I feel like there was an emphasis on representation. I don't know if it was, I don't think it was by the way, but I don't know if they realized how much impact that is at a royal wedding. When have we ever
yeah.
seen this?
Yeah, this
so
is
to people out there
who
might say, this doesn't matter or whatever, this matters. This mattered.
Yeah,
absolutely does.
I think everything that's been going on in this country, we've had, just since the beginning of this year, all these different tragedies and things that have been going on, I think that this was a nice departure just for a couple of hours, just to not think about all of those things that are going on in the world, like all of these, school shootings and, like all these different things. You just can't imagine that human beings could treat each other that way, and I think the message of the Bishop Curry, I think his last name is Curry.
Yes.
He brought it all. I mean, he took us to church. And he said, love is the way. No matter what is going on, no matter what is happening, love is the way. If you don't have love within you, then you don't have God in you. You know what I mean? Like, he was really, people were stunned. They were just like, wow. And I thought it was the perfect message. And I think a lot of people there who may have had their opinions about whatever, it was like people were like, oh, yeah, we so needed this message. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was very, it was very timely. Very timely.
Absolutely.
So their new titles are Duke of Sussex. Well, he's Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex.
Right.
And now she's Meghan Markle, Duchess of Sussex. Is that how they're going to say it? Does she take his last name? I don't even know how that's going to go. But whatever, she's got her title now. So they get their official titles the day of. And she, from what I understand, now has her official title. I think that's what they do when the cello was playing and they go off. I think that's when they go to
the queen goes and
gives them their titles and they do the register and all that kind of stuff, like sign your papers and everything. I think that's what they do. So, interesting. Wow. I enjoyed it. I'm definitely going to watch it again from beginning to end. But I was up.
Yeah.
I went to bed last night real early, and I got up like 1:30 in the morning and started watching the coverage because, of course, as people know, London is about, I think, 5 hours ahead of the East Coast. So I was up pretty much all night watching all the different stations and the type of coverage they had. And I just thought it was it's one of the best weddings. It reminded me of when Princess Diana got married. And that was epic, too. That was really epic, too, because it was just like I remember it well because I was old enough to understand what was going on and remembering it. Yeah, it was pretty great.
Uh-huh.
But this tops them all. This definitely tops them all. You have anything
else
you want to?
I was just reading something before we got on this this wonderful talk about the ways that subtle ways that they included Princess Diana in the actual ceremony, and there were some jewels that Meghan was wearing, flowers. So they strategically wanted her to be there, and the flowers that they chose, I believe it was a certain type of white flower that was there that they placed around, you know, around the time of her death. So, I mean, I'm sure that Harry and William had her on their mind all day. And they would have,
I did hear somebody say something. Who said it? It may have been, maybe it was Gail who said, because I was watching CBS 2, and I think that Gail said something about that. And when I say Gail, everybody should know Gail, Oprah's best friend, Gail.
Yeah.
She referenced something about that. I think all of the white flowers that were in the background, like when I was talking about the cello player with the arch, I think all of those white flowers were the same white flowers. I think she did mention that. Yeah, wow. I think their mom would be so proud. They grew up well.
Absolutely.
They have stayed in the same, you know, footsteps of her with her charity work, which is always very important to her. And she often even brought them with her, you know, when she would travel to all these different countries. They definitely have a love for the islands, and they visit the islands quite often. They visit Africa quite often, you know, things like that. Lady Diana left a great legacy, and it is alive and well in her kids. And I think she'll be very proud, very proud. Wow. Well, we've got about, like, 5 more minutes or so. So let's just go down the I wanted to kind of give like a little rundown of some back information on Miss Meghan. Did you know that her first name isn't even Meghan? It's Rachel.
I was figuring
her name
that
is
out.
Actually Rachel. Rachel, yes. And I know some people tried to bring it up. Tried to throw salt on her name. She is a divorcee. She was married for a couple of years to another gentleman, and he has been long gone. So, you know, like I said, sometimes God moves certain people out of your life to make room for the right person. And I really feel like their connection you know, the connection that she has with Harry, it really just seems like it's a really great connection. But for people who may not know, she was on a show called Suits, which is on FX, which is honestly one of my favorite shows, because I love Gina Torres, and Gina Torres is one of the stars of the show as well. Amazing. I love that show. It's a lawyer show. So if you're into lawyer stuff and, you know, Law and Order type stuff, you would absolutely love that show. It's one that you can definitely binge watch. It's a really good show. And then a couple of things I wanted to say, too, about her, certain things that she can't do anymore. Like, there's certain things as a royal that you're no longer allowed to do. Like, she officially gave up her acting, which she had to do. She officially gave that up in 2017. So she's not going to be able to act anymore. That wouldn't be that hard for me to give up, honestly. I'd be like, bye. I'm going over to the royals. So I don't think it would be that hard for me to give that up. There's so many other ways that she can incorporate that sort of thing into her life without actually having to be an actress. But she also cannot give autographs anymore, I guess because of the fear of fraud. So she cannot do autographs anymore. She can take pictures, but she can't do autographs anymore. So selfies are good, autographs bad. Just to give a little background on Prince Harry, full name, Henry Charles Albert David. Long name. Of course, he's a part of the House of Windsor. And he is a soldier. You know, he has had a really long military career as part of the British Army. And his years of service, I think he actually served for 10 years actively between 2005 and 2015. So, and I believe his rank, I want to say it's major. I believe it's major. So, yeah, he's had a, and he actually did two tours in Afghanistan as well. So we're not dealing with any slack people here. Like, this is, you know, I think this was a great connection that they made and union that they made. And, you know, everybody's going to be looking forward to the kids coming. You know, he's a little bit younger than she is, but I think she's like 36 or 37. So I would say I could see a royal baby coming in like another year and a half or so. I could definitely see that happening. You have anything else that you want to put on this in our last three or so minutes? Well, we got 2 minutes.
I think I am a bit obsessed with Doria, her mom, just how she's able to stay together and be regal and not compromise herself. She is a working clinical therapist in LA, still working till this day, mostly with the geriatric community that may not have access to certain privileges that other social classes might have. I'm not sure if it's just minority or not, but in saying that, now Meghan will not be able to practice her love of acting, she is no stranger to humanitarian efforts. So she will be at home there as well. So I don't think it's going to be a stretch for her to immerse herself in the charities and, you know, traveling and going to different places. I think she's already a humanitarian in spirit, and that's something that Harry and William have gotten from their mom, and they can bring that on to the next generation, and it keeps going and going and going, and that's how we keep Princess Di alive. I think it's going to be great.
I think that what I really loved about it, and we've got about a minute left, what I really love about it is that the spirit of Lady Diana was there as if she was sitting in the pews. You know what I mean? Like, it really was strong, you know. And as a person who remembers her wedding and just being glued to the television because she was like a major icon. I mean, she's still a major icon today, but, you know, we're talking the 1980s. Yeah, she was like major icon. So I just to wrap everything up, I mean, it was just beautiful. It was well done. And for the people who don't particularly care for, they say, oh, well, she's not the first black, you know, duchess or whatever. Okay, fine. We know. There's so many different things. But as far as this group of royals, this is definitely going to teach them a lot. I hope this is a teaching moment for them, just like how it was when Obama got elected. Twice. It was definitely a teaching moment for the country, and I think this is going to be a teaching moment for their country as well, and I wish them all the best, because I think they're going to show the royals something that you know, they probably needed to learn. You know, I think they're going to learn a lot from them. And I hope they learn a lot from each other as well. But thank everyone for tuning in. I see some of the people in the hey, I see you guys in the chat. thank you guys for tuning in. People always, when my stuff pops up, they're so sweet to come on into the chat. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I want to thank my sister Rhonda for calling into the podcast and for us to do this recap, because I was like, you know what, we need to do a recap about this, because we were recapping over WhatsApp, and I'm like, let's do this in a podcast, you know. So thank you so much for calling in and doing this. And again, folks, if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to be a guest on the show, all you have to do is email me, info@onyxqueensmedia.com, or you can just go to our website and go to the contact form, www.onyxqueenmedia.com. If you are a female entrepreneur and you have products, organic or otherwise, contact us at Blackberry Naturals on Instagram, and also you can find us on Facebook. We will talk to you soon. This was The Royal Wedding, a recap, Season 9, Episode 6. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.